Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. This weekend, I'll be on my farm in Illinois. When I booked my flight, I thought we might be planting corn. Not likely. Too much rain. At this moment, I am looking at the latest U.S. Department of Agriculture projections for crop carryover after harvest this fall. Ending stocks of corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton all projected to be at record or near record levels. It is shocking to look at these charts, especially soybean carryover, almost 900 million bushels. Farmers today are looking at low prices. Unless weather problems cut production, the global harvest price will not respond. Perhaps the only hope rests on trade to elevate demand. We need buyers for surplus farm commodities. I think President Trump's tariffs and trade disputes can deliver positive results, but we are paying a short-term price. It's encouraging that these are positive vibes coming from our trade negotiations with China. We have an election coming up, and you can be assured President Trump needs a deal that he can tweet about. Keep in mind that China's economy is suffering. The tariffs have taken a toll. In the first quarter of 2019, Chinese imports increased 1.4%. Exports dropped 4.8%. With African swine fever, Chinese pork imports will explode this year. Projections are for a 41% surge. And now that I mentioned ASF, I compliment the National Pork Producers Council for canceling the annual trade show in June. Too much risk of bringing swine fever to our shores. That's the right decision. Trade talks have been going on this week with Japan, our fourth largest foreign market. Japan bought $13 billion worth of ag products last year. Our U.S. Trade Representative, Robert Lighthizer, has been leading those negotiations. We've been losing some of the Japanese market because with the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement in business now, those members, and that's without us, have an advantage. But I expect the negotiations with Japan to advance quickly and we can reclaim our priority position with that country. And here's another high priority for U.S. agriculture in North America. We need to ratify the U.S.-Mexican-Canada agreement and lift our trade tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Farm country wants and needs to get something done. Put the heat on our government representatives. I can't wait to get to the farm, and I am John Block from Washington.